Welcome to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani. The names Dufai, Occoquan, and Josquin are household words, well, in a household interested in Renaissance music at least, but they were surrounded by influential musicians and composers, many of whom we've never heard of. This hour, we're going to meet one, Loisy Compère, 10 years older than Josquin and the innovator of many stylistic features the two composers share. This hour, we'll sample Compère's broad range of sacred and secular compositions. Plus, on our feature recording, works by Giovanni Legrenzi, performed by the ensemble Nova Ars Cantandi.
Thank you.
Pifero played Alexander Agricola's Secus non judicat de coloribus, The Blind Man Cannot Judge Color, on their self-produced 2008 recording Trionfo d'Amore e della Morte, Florentine Music for a Medici Procession. The mysterious title of this piece is the only text found in this most unusual three-part song. This hour, we're going to forge an acquaintance with one of the leading chanson and motet composers of the late 15th and early 16th centuries, Loyser Compère. Until fairly recently, Compère was considered a lesser contemporary of Josquin des Prez, but he's now believed to be a substantially earlier composer than Josquin, making it just possible that Compère was the true originator of the fully imitative style that Josquin perfected. Despite being born around 1445 in Artois, and therefore Flemish, Compère was naturalized as French by Charles VIII, in whose court he worked. Before he landed in Charles VIII's court, he sang in the Duke's Chapel in Milan for Galeazzo Maria Sforza, and later he probably spent his remaining years at the Collegiate Church of St. Quentin, where he held a canonry. Let's begin our acquaintance with Compère's most popular work, the motet Ave Maria Grazia Plena, one of the most widely disseminated pieces of its time. In it, the well-known Hail Mary prayer is embellished with extra text asking all the saints and angels to pray for us.
Thank you.
Paolo Dacol directed the ensemble at Hecaton in Comper's Ave Maria on their recording Comper, Missa Galeazzesca. One of Comper's earliest surviving works is his massive motet Omnium Bonorum Plena. The text, which he probably also wrote, mentions a number of older revered musicians, including Dufay, Ockeghem, Benoit, Tinctoris, and some whose names are otherwise unknown. The opening words can be translated full of all goodness, which in French might be rendered de tout bien plein, which is in turn the opening of a very well-known tune by Hein von Giesingen. Early music aficionados might even hear echoes of that very song in this motet. Quimper's motet Omnium Bonorum Plena was sung by the Bachois consort, Andrew Kirkman, director, on their 2003 Hyperion release, Missa Puisque Je Vis Omnium Bonorum Plena. Quimper was an inventive and skilled composer whose chansons are among his best work. Au travail suis is a quadlibet, quoting both text and music from three songs by Ockeghem, two by Dufay, and once again, Hein von Giesegem's De Tout Bien Plein.
Thank you.
Au travail suit by Loisette Compère from the Orlando Consort's 2015 Hyperion recording Loisette Compère Magnificat Motets and Chansons. You can hear highlights from recent and archival concert recordings of early music on Harmonia Uncut, our podcast curated and hosted by Wendy Gillespie. Listen online at harmoniaearlymusic.org and through iTunes. You're listening to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani. Welcome back. We're listening to music of Renaissance composer Loisette Compère, from whom we're now going to hear a motet chanson that combines a sad love song in the upper voices, in the poetic form of a virelay, with text from the Lamentations of Jeremiah in the bass voice. Compère composed five such compositions, with a Latin cantus firmus supporting a setting of a French poem in the two upper voices.
Thank you.
Once again from their recording Loisette Compère, Magnificat Motets and Chansons, we heard the Orlando Consort perform Compère's Temps et d'ennui, O vos omnes. Compère composed 14 four-voiced chansons that are quite different from his other compositions, setting amusing and often satirical popular verses to sprightly melodies. Here's an example, a chanson entitled Nous sommes de l'ordre de Saint-Babouin, We are of the order of Saint-Babouin, whose text extols the virtues of an easy life, sleeping late, eating and drinking well. It's the final piece on a recording by the ensemble Clément Jeannequin and Les Sacs-Boutiers that combines 16th century French chansons and dance music with readings of poetry by the person that many consider to be the French Shakespeare, François Rabelais, of a similarly satirical nature. The ensemble Clément Jeannequin joined Les Sacs-Boutiers to present a rollicking four-part chanson by Loisette Compère entitled Nous sommes de l'ordre de Saint-Babouin, a song about the pleasures of good food and drink, from a CD entitled Rabelais, Fais ce que voudras, not the Céline Dion song, but rather Do What Thou Wilt, the main rule of the abbey founded by the giant Gargantua, a character in Rabelais' writing. Let's turn now to our featured release, brought to you by the ensemble Nova Ars Cantandi. In 2020, Naxos released their world premiere recording entitled Giovanni Legrenzi, Compiete Opus 7, Final Prayers for the Divine Office. Compiete is the Italian word for compline, the final moment of prayer in the monastic day. In 1662, Giovanni Lagrenzi published in Venice a collection of complete litanies and Marian antiphons for five voices as his Opus 7, hence the title of this recording. Of the 15 pieces in the collection, six are psalms, four are songs to the Virgin, and the others are unvariable parts of compline. We'll sample each of those categories. First, a psalm, In Te Domine Speravi, known in English as In Thee, O Lord, Do I Put My Trust.
Thank you.
psalm from the Office of Compline, composed by Giovanni Legrenzi, sung by Nova Ars Cantandi. Did you hear how Legrenzi repeats the word non to emphasize non confundar, not confounded? Next, a Marian antiphon. Let's listen to Alma Redemptoris Mater, a title that will probably sound familiar to some listeners because there are hundreds of pieces set to this ancient text. Listen toward the end for some very juicy dissonance painting the contrite words of the sinner, Ave peccatorum miserere. Legrenzi's antiphon to the Virgin, Alma Redemptoris Mater, performed by Nova Ars Cantandi. Now, finally, we'll hear yet a third familiar title, Te Lucis Ante Terminum, this time a well-known hymn, especially if you were a monk attending his daily office, because you would hear it every single day at Compline.
Thank you.
Te Lucis Ante Terminum is a very fine place to end Compline and to end this edition of Harmonia. We've been listening to our featured release of the week, Giovanni Legrenzi, Compiete Opus 7, Final Prayers for the Divine Office. The ensemble Nova Ars Cantandi, directed by Giovanni Acciai, are joined for this 2020 Naxos recording by Ivana Valotti on the organ. Harmonia is a production of WFIU. Support comes from Early Music America, a national organization that advocates and supports the historical performance of music of the past, the community of artists who create it, and the listeners whose lives are enriched by it, on the web at earlymusicamerica.org. Additional resources come from the William and Gail Cook Music Library at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. We welcome your thoughts about any part of this program or about early music in general. Contact us at harmoniaearlymusic.org, and you can follow our Facebook page by searching for Harmonia Early Music. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Wendy Gillespie. Thanks to our studio engineer Michael Pashkash and our production team, Luann Johnson, Wendy Gillespie, Aaron Kane, and John Bailey. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.